Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. This is Marty Angel, your host, and I am so incredibly grateful for you to be here on this podcast and this episode. You know, there are no coincidences in this world. There is no coincidence that you stop by to hear this episode. It is important that you understand that sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Español, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Hablamos Español, hablamos Inglés, y a veces hablamos Spanglish. But any way you look at it, this episode is going to be amazing. Once again, this is Marty Angel, your host, Empowering Latina Coach. I am a Latina business coach, and I help the bilingual Latina women entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six figures. I love coaching the mujerpreneur. But let's get to it. You will enjoy today's episode. I'm so excited. Hoy vamos a tener una plática sumamente importante. Yo sé que les va a gustar. Ready? And today's episode is sponsored by...
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, hello, everybody. Hello, hello. Can you all hear me? All right. So today we are going to talk about how to take everyday steps to make your dream business a reality. But the caveat here, guys, is the fact that not every business is a dream. So here's what I want you to think about. I want you to think about what is it that you really love about doing what it is you want to do. ¿Cómo tomar medidas diarias para hacer realidad el negocio de tus sueños? So it comes in a way that may or may not even be so blunt or so right there, as I say, right there in your face. If you want to make your dream business a reality, you've got to start by taking everyday steps. I call them everyday steps because obviously we take steps every day, but everyday steps are critically important to really moving forward in your business. Mujerpreneur, are you listening? Hey, everybody, my name is Marty Angel once again. Thanks for joining in. If you're joining in on the podcast and you would love to join me on the podcast, please drop me a note. Drop me a DM. You can find me everywhere on social media at Marty Angel_ELC. Bueno, estoy aquí para invitarlas si les gusta esto, si están escuchando en el podcast o están escuchando en YouTube o donde lo estén escuchando, bienvenidas. So let's get to it. Here are two simple tips to help you really get started. You know, people always ask me, how did you do it? How did you do it? Because the reality is I wasn't always a business owner. Full-time. I've only been a full-time business owner probably within the last year. So the first thing I can tell you is you want to set realistic goals. You don't want to overreach and you
Don't expect success overnight. That's critical. Lo primero que tienen que hacer es empezar a hacer metas realísticas. Don't overreach and don't expect overnight success. I will repeat that over and over. It's critical because some people think, hey, I just learned how to blog. So, you know, I'm going to blog and tomorrow my blog is going to make a lot of money. Or, hey, I just learned how to do low content books and now my low content books are just going to sell. That's all. They're just going to be up there and they're going to sell. Or, hey, I just joined a network marketing company and I signed the dotted line and now the checks are going to start rolling in. I'm sorry. That's not true. No, nunca es así. Tienen que trabajar. You got to start. You really got to start small, right? So you've got to start small. And when you start small, you actually begin to work your way up, gradually building your business empire one step at a time, one day at a time. Primero lo que tienen que hacer es empezar a tomar pasos diarios. Y empezar a tomar esos pasos diarios quiere decir que hoy vas a tomar un paso y lo vas a hacer día por día, paso por paso, una vez, poco a poco, como decía mi papá, poco a poco. So you want to make sure, number two, is to make a plan. Not necessarily a business plan. That's where we get into the technical, right? But you are going to need a business plan. At the end of the day, you're going to need a business plan. But make a plan. pon todo en papel y haz un plan. Know what you want your business to look like. You got to know, what do you want your business to look like? What do you want it to sound like? And what do you want it to feel like? I am a trimodal learner. So for me, I've got to be able to feel it. What's going to feel like when I get there? What's it going to feel like? I love touching things. You know, I'm the huggy kissy kind of person. So what's it going to feel like? What's it going to look like? What's it going to sound like? Our visual learners, what's it going to look like? Our auditory learners, what's it going to sound like? There are many benefits to being a Latina entrepreneur. And remember, a Latina entrepreneur is what I have coined the term, the mujerpreneur. Bilingual or not bilingual. For one, we bring a unique perspective. I want you to understand that being that woman of culture, you bring a unique perspective and a certain set of skills that other women don't have. You bring them to the table, and let me tell you, if you're bilingual, our bilingualism is an asset in this global economy. You know, I grew up thinking that being bilingual didn't really help, and it didn't really matter. So what, I spoke two languages? Didn't really matter. But I am here to tell you that is so not the case. Siendo bilingüe es sumamente ayudante para ser exitosa en tu negocio y en la economía global. I really cannot stress this enough. Being bilingual, my friends, you need to really celebrate that you're bilingual. And if you're a Latina and if you're a woman of culture, our culture is rich with traditions that can be leveraged in business. Truly, we have to find a way to leverage our culture in our businesses. But being a successful Latina entrepreneur takes more than just having a good idea and working hard. Really, truly, it does take more than that. It requires planning and taking daily steps in a well-thought-out fashion. So here's some tips. So people always ask me, okay, so Marty, what do you mean by that? Well, make a plan, like I said before, make a plan and stay focused on it. I see, let me just tell you, as a business coach, what I see is the biggest failure is people start, they have lofty goals and they want to get to the top and they want to be there, but they don't stay focused on it. They allow themselves to be derailed off of their track. So you got to make a plan, haz un plan, and stay focused on it. Y enfócate. Enfócate y sigue adelante. Making a plan, my friends, my amigas, mis amigas, chulas, chicas. Making a plan and staying focused on it is key to achieving your goals. To taking action every day toward your goals is really important. You've got to make sure that you're doing something to move closer to your dreams each and every day. Each and every day. Surrounding yourself with positive people who support your dreams is essential, truly essential. As well as persevering through setbacks. Now, my friends, setbacks, everybody has setbacks. But not everybody perseveres. Some of us allow ourselves to be derailed by those setbacks. But you've got to take on that setback and keep moving forward. Finally, you've got to realize that in order to be successful, you also have to learn to celebrate your successes along the way. Tienes que aprender a celebrar tus éxitos. Esa es una de las cosas que yo no hago muy bien. Todavía estoy trabajando en ese aspecto, ¿verdad? So celebrating my successes is something that I'm working on. Lo estoy trabajando a lo diario, every day. You know, and a success doesn't always mean a sale. A success could be, hey, I set out today to do 3 reels, 1 video, and 1 script, and maybe call a customer. Whatever it is that you set your plan out, if you get through your day and get that taken care of, that's a success, amigas. That is a success. Tienen que celebrar todos los días algo que hicieron, que tomaron el paso para moverse adelante, para adelantarse, ¿verdad? Si tomaron un paso, celébrenlo. Yo les digo porque yo no soy buena en celebrar eso. Tienen que celebrarlo, tienen que saber cómo celebrarse, porque eso es clave a sus éxitos. So, you've got to celebrate your successes along the way. This is going to help keep you motivated and inspired to continue chasing your dreams. It's so critical that you understand that celebration of your successes, no matter how small, is what you need to stay motivated and inspired to continue on your dreams. Es sumamente importante que entiendan que, por favor, cada día tomen una acción. Una acción, no le hace que tan pequeña sea esa acción. Diario, tomen una acción para llegar a sus metas todos los días. So take action every day toward your goals. And in order to achieve your goals, you must take action every day. You know that. I don't need to tell you that. You know that. I'm preaching to the choir here, but know that this might mean setting smaller goals. Maybe you set a big goal and then you break it down and set it into smaller goals. Sometimes we sabotage ourselves because we set these lofty goals and then we get stuck on trying to figure out, oh, ¿cómo le hago? Oh, how do I do it? And there we get stuck. because we've just created a mountain out of a molehill. So setting smaller goals each day to help you achieve your overall goal is great. Empiecen a poner metas más chicas. Tengan una meta grande y luego empiecen a hacer pasitos, tomen pasitos diario para llegar a esa meta, para tomar acciones específicas para llegar a esa meta. It's really important that you take actions every day toward your goal. And whatever that means for you, as I said before, make sure to take action every day, whatever that action looks like, right? Number three, you want to surround yourself with positive people who support your dreams, not people that are chopping you down saying, oh, well, you're probably not going to be able to achieve that goal because you don't know everything, or you haven't been able to, or whatever it is. Be careful. And I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes those not supportive people are our family. And we have to know, be strong enough to say, you know what, when that person talks that way, I am going to step back and not take it personally. If you want to achieve your dreams, it's important, critically important. Find somebody who supports you. Find somebody who says, let me help you, or you got this, you can do this. You've got to surround yourself with positive people who will support you. Tienen que rodearse de la gente que es positiva, que te va a ayudar a llegar a tus metas. No la gente que te dice que no puedes o esa meta está muy fuera de tu alcance o lo que sea. Tienes que saber que en ti mismo llegó por Diosito, como decía mi papá, llegó por ti. Por alguna razón estás pensando esa meta, porque te llegó por el universo, por Diosito, por los ángeles, por lo que quieras. These positive people can help keep you motivated. It's critical that you stay motivated and help you stay on track. So finding these people can help you. They also can provide, you know, encouragement and advice when needed. So go out there. It's an active action. You've got to find people who will believe in you and in your dreams and stick with them. Do not stray far from them. Make sure to check in with them. Don't wait for them to check in with you. You need to be the caring, loving person, and they will in turn be there for you all the time. Number four, you've got to persevere through your setbacks and keep moving forward. I promise you, no one is perfect, and there is no perfect action. Action creates habit. And habit creates a more of a permanence in your actions. Remember, no one is perfect. Everyone makes mistakes. What separates successful people from unsuccessful people, mijita, is only the ability to persevere through your setbacks. That's it. That's all it is. So I want you to remember, and I want you to keep moving forward. I'm here to be your cheerleader. Rah! I want you to keep moving forward. If you fall down, get back up. Keep moving. So what if the reel didn't, you know, we're so critical of ourselves. Right now, it's about reels on Instagram. It's about reels on Facebook. It's about, you know, shorts on YouTube. It's all about these little snippets. And if you're doing voiceovers, it's okay if your mouth moves a little bit faster, slower than the actual voice. Put it out there. And if you fail, or in your eyes, if you think you fail, learn from your mistakes and try again. I truly believe you want to try again. Remember this, amigas. The most successful people, la gente más exitosa en el mundo, in the world, have failed multiple times. Han fracasado muchas veces, but they never gave up. Nunca se dieron por vencidas. So don't give up on your goals. Don't give up on your dreams, no matter how difficult they may seem. Nunca te des por vencida. Persevere through setbacks and keep moving forward. Trust me, it'll happen. Just keep your focus forward. Don't look behind you and see what didn't happen. Keep moving forward. Keep looking in front of you. Think about this. You're driving down a dark road. You've never been there before. Do you look back and say, oh my God, I came so far. Oh my goodness, I did this. No, you keep your eye on the road and you keep moving forward, knowing that somewhere in front of you, the end is near, right? The end of that road is near. So keep moving forward. And number five, I'm going to share with you, celebrate your successes along the way. Like I said before, I'm going to put it in there. I put it in there again. Número cinco es celebra tus éxitos. Diario. Quiero que lo hagas diario. When you reach a milestone, take time to celebrate your successes. I tell you because I have not done that. Every time I reached a milestone, I looked at it and said, okay, great, and then moved on to the next one. So what's the next one? Well, let me tell you what I'm learning now. I'm learning that you don't always have to drive, because at the end of the day, that drivenness drove me to my second cancer. And I don't want that for you. Remember, how healthy is a business if it makes your body unhealthy? So when you reach a milestone, take time to celebrate your successes. It's going to keep you motivated. It's going to keep you moving long term. And then reward yourself with something that you enjoy, whether it's a new book, a trip to your favorite restaurant, you know, or simply taking some time for yourself. For me, it's skating, getting on the bike. You know, this is a great way to stay motivated and focused on your goals. Encuentra motivos para que tengas mucho éxito, motivos que puedes usar para motivarte. Haz cositas chiquitas, pequeñas, que en realidad te gusten, ¿verdad? Por ejemplo, irte a correr, a comprar un libro, lo que sea, ¿verdad? Meditar, yo no sé. Pero lo que sí sé es que estas acciones, cositas que haces para ti misma, te van a ayudar a mantenerte motivada y enfocada en tu meta. And it will help keep you excited about what you're working towards. And you know, when you've got to be careful when you say what you're working towards and that person makes a face, get out of the way, get past that person. So let me remind you that taking small steps every day can help turn your dream business into a reality. Those five tips I just gave you are just the starting point, but use them as a guide. You can create a plan that works for you and for your business. So now let me ask you, what are you waiting for? Esos cinco puntos que te acabo de dar te van a ayudar a motivarte a crear un plan para ti y tu negocio, ¿verdad? Si es que ya no tengas miedo, ya no te pongas peros, como decía mi papá. Ya no te pongas peros. Ahora te pregunto, ¿qué estás esperando? Me gustaría saber. Get started today, my friends. Get started today, amigas. If you need some guidance, reach out to me and let me know. That's why I'm the Latina Biz Coach. And remember, I am everywhere on social media as at Marty Angel, and that's Marty with an I, Angel underscore ELC, Empowering Latina Coach. So please find me and just say hello. Say hello. If you're listening to me on the podcast, great. I am so honored you're here. And if you're listening to me on the YouTube or finding this on Instagram or finding this on Pinterest or finding this on LinkedIn, please say hello. I would really appreciate that. If you found value in this, please share it. The more you share, the more you help other people. So please share with people that you think might actually benefit from what these words, from my words. As always, I am so incredibly grateful for you, for each and every one of you. Now, I want to share something with you. I want to share this thankful prayer that I say every day because I've been getting some DMs asking me to say it. So here it is. I am thankful for everything I have, for all that I am, and all that I'm about to become. Have a great day, everybody. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.